The United Nations weighed in on the disputed airstrike just days after Afghan President Hamid Karzai denounced the civilian deaths in the attack. UN spokesman Alim Sadiq called on the international and Afghan military forces to review the conduct of the operation and prevent a repeat of what he called a tragic incident.
Investigations by YINAMA found convincing evidence based on the testimony of eyewitnesses and others that some 90 civilians were killed, including 60 children, 15 men, and 15 women. This matter is of grave concern to the United Nations. We have repeatedly made clear that the safety and welfare of civilians must be considered above all else during the planning and conduct of all military operations.
Afghan officials who visited the region following Friday's airstrike said locals reported similar death tolls and disputed that Taliban forces were in the region. The U.S. military says the airstrikes were called in after a group of wanted militants fired on a U.S.-Afghan joint patrol. Officers said troops immediately searched the area afterward and reported 25 militants were among the 30 dead. Pentagon officials say they are concerned about the conflicting reports and are continuing their own investigation. Spokesman Brian Whitman said he did not know when the investigation would end and its results released, but he told VOA he has received no indication that the initial U.S. account is inaccurate. In Afghanistan, President Karzai released a statement ordering Afghan ministries to regulate the presence of foreign troops and try to end airstrikes on civilian targets. On Sunday, President Karzai is reported to have fired an Afghan army general and another officer for their role in the operation and for concealing information about the deaths. Mr. Karzai's spokesman, Humayun Hamidzadeh, told reporters the government does not want foreign troops to leave Afghanistan, but said their actions must be within the framework of Afghan and international law. NATO and U.S. military officials insist they take great care in targeting airstrikes, but militants frequently hide in civilian areas. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.